Chapter 2, Mishnah 6, Mishi Kiddush Achas Mishtah Chayos. If a man marries two sisters, Va'enu Yada Ezumim Kiddush, but then he doesn't know which one he married. So he doesn't know which one of the sisters he married. Right? Bit of a strange case. But says the Mishnah, what does he have to do? Because now he can't marry two sisters, you're not allowed to do that, and one of them's married, so I mean you've got a problem over here. So how to get out of this? He knows and get lezu, the get lezu. He has to give them both a get, because the one that he really married, so it will be a proper get. The other one that he didn't marry, it will be nothing. And they've got to go their own way, because there's no other way of sorting this out apart from giving them both a get. Veloy ach echad, if he's got a brother and choletz lishtam, and he dies childless before they get to sort it out, he dies childless. So he's got to, the brother has to do chalitza with both of these women. Because again, we don't know which was the wife. So he's just got to do chalitza with both of them to free them both. And then the woman will go on their way and the brother will go on their way. Hayulo shnayim, but if he's got two brothers and he dies childless. Echad choletz v'echad miyabem. Once one brother has done chalitza with one of the women, the other brother can take the other woman in Yibum. Why? Because, let's work it out. If the first brother does chalitza with the woman, if that was the married woman, good, she's done chalitza, off she goes, and the other brother can marry the other woman, no problem. And if that wasn't the married woman, and he does chalitza with her, so he's done nothing with her, but then the other brother can take the woman in Yibum, because she was married to the brother, and now he's taking her in Yibum. That's perfectly fine. So either way you look at it, whichever woman it is that was married to him, it will work in that scenario. If one brother does chalitza with one of the women, and the other brother marries the other woman, that will work out any way you look at it. And lastly, says the Mishnah, Kadmu Vakansu, if both brothers, like they just go ahead and they do Yibum, they marry the two women, one brother marries each of the women, says the Mishnah, Ein Motzin Miyadam. So we wouldn't force them to get divorced, because in both cases there's a doubt as to which was the divorced woman. So because of the doubt, we wouldn't take them away. We wouldn't force them to get divorced. We would just leave them married. The doubt is enough to allow them to stay married.